Seaman, The Dog Who Explored the West with Lewis and Clark, by Gail Langer Kowalski, narrated by Charles Carroll. Introduction. Meriwether Lewis and his co-captain, William Clark, opened up a whole new world. Through the Louisiana Purchase of 1801, President Thomas Jefferson acquired a vast amount of land west of the Mississippi River. This purchase doubled the size of the national domain, and President Jefferson chose Meriwether Lewis to head an expedition that would explore the West and search out a route to the Pacific. The journals of Lewis, Clark, and the other men of the Corps of Discovery, as this group came to be called, record an America that few other people would ever experience firsthand. These journals, one of America's most valued treasures, capture a land poised at the brink of a period of explosive growth, a country in search of its national character and identity. One of the earliest members of the Corps, a big, shaggy Newfoundland dog by the name of Seaman, teamed up with Meriwether Lewis before the captain left the east coast of America. Seaman was as loyal a member of the Corps as any of the men. His faithful friendship and constant companionship undoubtedly brought comfort to the Corps members as their thoughts occasionally turned forlornly to their friends and families in their faraway homes. Captain Lewis recorded a number of Seaman's adventures, from being kidnapped by Indians to saving the captains from the charge of a confused and frightened buffalo. When trying to impress the native peoples they met, Lewis not only showed them many items of modern technology, such as magnifying glasses, compasses,